Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Morning. Hope you guys had a good championship summer.
It's your Yahoo Sports Canada Daily Podcast for Monday, September 30th. But first, sports. Happy Monday to you, and not only is it the beginning of a new week, it's the beginning of a new season of Toronto Raptors basketball. Now, as fun as it was last year, there's something refreshing about turning the page on last season's run and gearing up for a brand new season. Fans got treated to a weekend full of shots of the guys finally being back on the court, as well as a bunch of great quotes and podium stuff, finally to see the guys back in action. And the familiar theme that I talked about on this show on Friday ended up coming up a lot, basically in every scrum. Namely, it's that idea that even though they're the reigning defending champions, the Raptors are still the Raptors. They're still getting disrespected, they still get overlooked, and they still have to talk about it. And the team had some excellent answers when questions about that were posed to them this weekend. Take a listen.
Fred said it somewhere where it's like the bandwagons and all the people that came after Kawhi and kind of went away, and it's kind of like back to us.
Really don't care what the odds are, what people are saying.
All the players that make this team, at some point in their careers, they've been overlooked. So for us, it's nothing new.
Like the Toronto Raptors is always known to be that team that, you know, everyone kind of like don't look at.
I don't care.
There's a lot of stuff along the way that goes into winning championships, so it's not as cut and dry as people want to make it seem.
Who cares what other people think?
It's been like that since I first came to this team as a rookie.
It definitely puts a chip on our shoulder.
I don't care what other people say.
I just like the character of the team, the mindset of the team.
We all have the belief that we can run it back, and we're going to go at it with that despite what's being written or talked about.
Honestly, I'm so pumped. If we just get a full year of Kyle Lowry quotes, like now that he's won a championship, if he didn't do anything else this offseason but get better at snarky podium quotes, I don't care. I'm happy with that. That's satisfying to me. Now, in terms of actual, like, tangible stuff to take away from it all so far, there's not a lot, as you would expect with literally one day's worth of camp, but there are a few nuggets. Head coach Nick Nurse expects the starting lineup to be fairly fluid, and that'll happen when you have veterans basically being load managed. And speaking of that, veterans getting load managed, Marc Gasol, guys like that, obviously not going to be going through the full rigors of camp. They'll be, you know, strategic about it. Kyle Lowry is a little bit behind where he wants to be because of the offseason surgery. He's about a month behind where he expects, but should be ready to go. And OG Anunoby, on the bright side, looks incredible and has stated over and over again that the team is going to repeat. Great stuff. Love OG's quotes. Now, it's without a doubt, this is a preseason unlike any other in Raptors franchise history. Nothing's really ever been close. There's a celebratory mood still in the air. Everyone's smiling. The backdrops say champions on them. And off the court, they also made people really happy. They dropped these really gorgeous throwback jerseys that they're going to wear throughout the season to celebrate the fact that it's the 25th season in Raptors franchise history. With the throwbacks and the progress the team has made, really, in mind, let's go back 20 years. The franchise was entering its fifth season, 1999. They'd never made the playoffs, and they rolled out a preseason roster with names like Vince Carter, Tracy McGrady, Antonio Davis, Doug Christie, Charles Oakley, Muggsy Bogues, Del Curry, Alvin Williams, and my guest this morning, Percy Miller, better known as Master P. Now, for the sake of fitting this into one episode, I'll just say Master P has done everything. He founded No Limit Records, which changed the paradigm of the industry and was really focused on the best deals for the artist. And along with being one of the most prolific and influential rappers of all time, he's one of the first to recognize the retail possibilities that you could sort of open up on that burgeoning hip-hop culture that was coming into the mainstream. He's done everything. Like I said, been an actor, a TV and movie producer. He's dabbled in the world of fashion. He owned a television station. He managed Gucci Mane. He played for the Hornets and the Raptors in preseason, and also played basketball in the CBA and the ABA. He's 49 years old now, and he continues to constantly evolve and work on new projects, including his Money Yachty shoe line. Now, P, with all you've already done, everything you've already achieved, where do you get the motivation to continue creating and evolving?
Well, you know what? I mean, growing up in poverty, I'm a humble person that come from nothing, and to be able to do this, to take over the music industry, sell 100 million records, and to be able to give other people opportunities, employment, and empower the next generation is incredible, man. God is real. And that's our next fake bait movie we're working on. You know, talking about how real God is. He'll give you a second chance. You just got to be willing to change and grow.
Now, you were one of the first to really think outside of just hip-hop. And now it's sort of commonplace. You see rappers and musicians acting, and you see them having their own clothing lines. How does it feel now, years removed from your start, to see it become just sort of a logical extension of the culture for a lot of people?
Yeah, you know what? I'm happy for this generation, and I'm happy for them taking advantage of the opportunities that we had to struggle for. Like, it didn't make sense back in the day. And now these guys able to take advantage of those opportunities. So now it's a blessing, to be honest, which is a blessing. And I'm just saying, we're going to keep kicking these doors down. Right now, we're doing something that never been done. We're taking the No Limit reunion tour and turn it into a celebration. You know, my goal is to put out 100 songs starting October 9th, every day, dropping a song with an artist, whether it's Drake or the Migos to the smallest independent artist in the world. So just getting a record and giving everybody the opportunity to celebrate with us in every city we hit for a show. We said it's not a tour or a concert, it's going to be a celebration.
Speaking of modern acts and celebrating, in the most recent NBA playoffs, we saw Drake making headlines courtside of the Raptors games. He was part of the championship parade. You could easily, if you wanted to, sort of lay claim to helping lay the groundwork for stuff like that. You know, how did you feel when all that stuff was going on?
Well, you know what? If social media was around when I was playing with Toronto, I'd probably still be playing for the team. That's how big social media is. Like, they didn't want me to go. I mean, Canada loved me, and I love Canada because, you know, we did a lot of great things out there. And to see Drake wear my jersey, you know, I respect it, man, and I appreciate it. And my thing is, same thing I would have done. I mean, I'm always paying homage to the people that came, you know, before me, like the Rap-A-Lot Records and the Suave House Records. I mean, those guys opened the doors for me. So I definitely, you know, celebrate the people that came before me. And I salute Drake for keeping it real. And matter of fact, I'm coming to Canada to celebrate with them at the game. So that's going to be a big event, you know, because I haven't been back in Canada in a long time.
That's really cool. I was about to mention, I'm glad you brought it up, because it's been 20 years since you played on the team in preseason, and now they're the NBA champions. How does it feel to have seen that sort of evolution of the team and the franchise and the fan base?
Man, it's always been a great organization. I was there when Tracy McGrady was there, and man, I mean, they have some amazing players. I mean, I felt like we should have Vince Carter. We had some great players, man. And to be able to see this manifest now is incredible. That go to show you. I tell you all the time, it takes time. You know, you got to put the work in. And Toronto really put the work in, and that's why they won the championship. You know, because they are the champions because they worked at it. You know, and you got to nibble at it. Most people think it's going to happen overnight. And you got to look at Canada is a place that's stuck with that organization, with that franchise. So, you know, win or lose, you want to be playing for people like that. I mean, when I put my jersey on every night, I went to war because I knew the fans. They represented me and they loved me. They wanted to see me on the court.
So we have to, the story of the summer here in Toronto with the Raptors was Kawhi leaving. Were you for or against Kawhi back to LA?
Well, you know what? I feel like I didn't think Kawhi was a player that wanted to be in Canada. If you look at DeMar DeRozan, he wanted to be there. Kawhi just, you know, he's just an athlete. He's a super athlete. And I think he's more of a California, West Coast person. Being in Canada, you have to know, you know, all the things and opportunities that are there for you in Canada. But, I mean, I think he did what he needed to do for the city and the team, and I think he probably kept it real with him, knowing that his options were still open, that he's just coming out for a year. And, I mean, I think it all worked out. I think it's going to open doors and give the next players opportunity for somebody that want to be there. You know, so you got to want to be there. It's so many opportunities if you get it.
All right, last one. I'm going to put you on the spot here. What do you think? It's the most wide-open NBA season I can remember. Who's your title favorite right now?
To be honest with you, it's going to be a wild card. I don't – like, even the Lakers having LeBron and having Anthony Davis, do they still have all the players they need? You know, I'm from New Orleans. I'm going to root for New Orleans. But do they have – they're young. Do they have all the players they need? Do the Clippers have all the players they need? Even though Kawhi is there, we know he's going to play hard. But do they have all the pieces? And then when you go look at the Golden State Warriors, I just think it's going to – I think it's going to be a fish out of water this year. I think maybe Milwaukee going to have a chance this year.
That's a good pick. That's a good pick.
And if Toronto needs to bring me on as a coach, you know what I'm saying? I just think that I could rile up the troops again and get some, you know, we get another big star out there. That's my next goal, man. That's my next goal, to be a coach.
And just a few more things to send you on your way this morning. Major League Baseball season officially came to an end on Sunday afternoon. The National League wildcard game is tomorrow, where the Nationals host the Brewers, with the winner taking on the Los Angeles Dodgers. In the AL, the Athletics host the Rays on Wednesday in the wildcard. The winner of that game takes on the Houston Astros starting Friday. In the other matchups, the Cardinals face the Braves in the National League on Thursday, while the Yankees and Twins start the other American League Division Series on Friday. The Toronto Blue Jays ended their season 29 games back of the wildcard spot. They finished 67-95. The last game of the season was all about Justin Smoke, actually. He got a hero's farewell and a rousing ovation when he was pulled off the field for the last time. It must be being surrounded by all the young players that makes him feel older than he actually is. He's only 32. Like, he's not ancient, but it appears the team and the fans are saying goodbye to a guy who sort of has a weird place in the team's history, if you really think about Justin Smoke. Like, he wasn't a critical part of the two playoff teams he was on, but he was on those teams. And when he really took that step forward and became an all-star and became that calming presence in the lineup, the team had sort of shifted into rebuild mode. So if he leaves, he's leaving 14th on the franchise home run list with one more than Josh Donaldson. He tied Donaldson with 105 doubles and will finish 25th in team history in runs batted in. His legacy, it seems, is going to be just to be a little bit better than you remember as a Blue Jay, but not on any of the teams that you actually remember fondly. And finally, in the NHL, we saw the last of the RFAs get signed. 2 years, 6.7 per for Patrick Laine. Mikko Rantanen got 6 years, 9.25 per. And Kyle Connor signed for 7 years, $7.14 million per year. There. All the RFAs are signed. We can move on to opening night in the NHL, which is Wednesday, by the way. But that is then, and this is now, and that is all for me. Get out there and enjoy your Monday.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.